It's the same old story from the press, really. The proprietors of these particular news organisations are determined to avoid accountability. The Leveson inquiry painstakingly heard everybody's evidence and came up with a recommendation. Parliament approved it in the 18th of March Royal Charter. All parties in Parliament backed it. But today, these news organisations are saying, no, we're not going to have any part of that. We're going to go off and regulate ourselves, just as we did for the last 60 years.
Well, they have accepted part of those proposals, haven't they? Some of that is still there. There is the willingness to include a royal charter. It's just a different way of doing things.
It's their own royal charter, which is a charter based on their own proposals to Leveson, which is based on the PCC, basically. It's all about keeping control. They don't want an independent system. They want something where they can pull all the strings.
Trevor Kavanagh, you're a bunch of control freaks who don't really want to be independently regulated.
The way that Brian Cathcart expresses it, you would come to that conclusion, I agree. But Brian's also an academic who knows every dot and every comma in this process, and he knows perfectly well that there's very little difference between the Royal Charter that we've proposed and the Royal Charter that he and a gang of people at 2 a.m. over pizzas in the Commons stitched up without any members of the industry present. Our proposal is basically the same as Leveson described, and in fact Leveson himself in his report called upon the industry to come up with the regulator that we have now proposed. IPSO is precisely along the lines that he called for.
Brian Cathcart, what are your objections then to this proposal specifically?
The proposal is, as I said, stuck in the past. Leveson's key recommendation that we would have a press self-regulator that met basic standards and was subject to inspection every 3 years.
Does.
They want to meet, as it were, the public demand for a trustworthy system. They should submit it and get it approved under the 18th of March Charter approved by Parliament.
But specifically, are there key things that you think are being left out of this proposal that will somehow make this regulator less effective than the one that the government was putting forward?
Yes, there are simple things. Instead of it being an independent body, the press will appoint most of its members way or another.
Trevor Kavanagh, you are going to remove a ban on peers and former editors serving on the recognition panel, for instance.
The panel will be entirely independent and selected on open tendering for applications to take part. Heaven forbid, but Brian could be on it. Leveson reported 8 months ago, and absolutely nothing has taken place except this hijack that I mentioned over 2 a.m. by a bunch of people who deliberately excluded the industry from any discussion.
Well, a bunch of people who felt very strongly about it.
That is not, that is simply not the case.
But it is the case.
It is not the case. The agreement that was reached, not at 2 a.m.
But the simple fact is that in every possible respect, we have followed what Leveson has demanded, subject to, short of, statutory legislation. And statutory underpinning is statutory legislation, whichever way you look at it. And that is a step too far for us to take. Otherwise, we are in agreement on the independent arbitration penalties, on redress.
One key point, though, it appears that the Privy Council is going to consider this proposal before the original one that was put forward with the agreement of the three-party leaders. There are some who might argue that, in a sense, this is simply a delaying tactic on the part of the press, that if you keep this debate going for long enough, then suddenly it'll be the run-up to the general election and no political party is going to want to take on the
press. How can you say it's a delaying tactic? When we put forward our proposal, it's now before the Privy Council, whereas the Royal Charter that Brian and his gang have come up together with is still sitting there 8 months later, going nowhere. There hasn't been agreed. It hasn't even been completed.
Trevor and his gang have put together a proposal for a Royal Charter that is almost an insult to the intelligence. It is a naked wrecking tactic.
It is exactly what Leveson
before the
proposed.
Privy Council. It is not exactly
is
what Leveson proposed. What Leveson proposed is entailed largely in the 18th of March Charter, barring many concessions, I think we list about a dozen, made to the press to try and get them to get down off their high horse and behave as we would expect the banks to behave, as we would expect the police to behave, as if it had been condemned by a public inquiry. If they have a regulator that meets the Leveson criteria, then let them submit it and get it approved in a way that the public can trust.
David Cameron has acknowledged that the establishment of an independent press standards organisation doesn't depend on the creation of the Royal Charter. The organisation can happen before the approval of the Royal Charter.
Indeed.
In which case, isn't this at least a start down that process?
If I believed for one moment that they were sincere in wishing to produce a press regulator that reflected the interests of the public before the interests of the industry, I would accept this as a good thing.
I wonder, in fact, whether Brian's actually read the proposal we put forward, which are quite draconian, actually. The penalties on newspapers that get something wrong are very, very severe. There is an independent panel which has yet to be appointed, but it would be independent completely. Posts would be advertised and the selection process would be completely within the scrutiny and it'd be transparent. There's no question of us trying to dodge things. And the final result will at least be a step forward and it will be short of being subject to parliamentary or political control.
Trevor Kavanagh and Brian Cathcart on a debate that I think will run for some time.